It was a tough one. I mean, I don't think the scoreline really reflected the game. I mean, you know, to come in after two periods and you've only given up 10 shots, find yourself 5-0 down, you kind of sat there kind of scratching your head. I thought that we got off to a great start. But they're a very opportunist team, and when they're presented with their chances, they scored. But I was proud of the way that the guys just continued to battle to the end. I mean, it could have turned into, you know, an absolute gong show out there. It could have been 9 or 10 at one stage with the way things were going. But the guys continued to battle, and I was pleased for the guys that scored and the guys that got their assists and stuff like that. I was pleased for them to get some sort of reward.
What was going through your mind 5-0 down after less than half an hour?
Just to keep going. Nothing really changed. The bench was fine. No one lost their head or anything like that. We took pride in ourselves and the team, and really nothing changed. And we came in after the second period, and it was exactly the same. It was, okay, well, this is the scoreline. We'll just have to get on with this, and let's just continue to battle right to the end. I mean, they scored maybe second shift into the third period to make it 6-1, and the boys have continued to battle. So it's tough when you lose 6-4, but there were some positives, and we've got a game tomorrow, so we can't solve. We have to kind of get straight back on the horse tomorrow.
Is that a good thing, having a game against Cardiff straight away? You know, you don't have time to dwell on this result.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, really, the damage was done in the first leg, really, wasn't it? So, you know, today was always going to be tough. But we just wanted to go out and put a solid effort in. I thought everyone done that tonight, and we came away with a 6-4 loss. That's over now, so you look forward to tomorrow, and let's try and get a win that I think we've deserved the last couple of games. We played extremely well in Cardiff and came away with a unfortunate penalty shootout loss. We obviously, everything that's gone on with Doug and then with Gertz going down, guys came back in the lineup tonight that really should not have been playing, and we've got a number of guys like that at the moment. But they put their pain to one side and they pulled on the jersey and they gave it their all. That's all you can ask.
What's the mood been like since Doug's departure last Thursday?
It's been a little surreal. I mean, it's all happened pretty quickly. We obviously didn't have a game Saturday, so these games have come pretty thick and fast. We haven't really had too much time to think about it. But a lot has gone on this year. A lot has gone on. And there's some stuff that has been pretty painful. But as a sportsman, you got to put that to one side and you just got to get on with it. And it's taken some blows, this team. It really has. But the one good thing that's come out of it is that this team of players have really bonded together. We're an extremely tight-knit group. And we'll keep battling to the end of the year. I'm not sure what the situation was, whether we're getting another coach or whether, you know, Gertz, once he gets over his injury, is going to be the coach. We don't know. All we do know is that we have an opportunity to put the Steelers jersey on tomorrow and give 100%, and that's what we're going to do.
What's Gertz been like as taking up the mantle of a leadership? Because obviously it's a big responsibility, him stepping in as interim coach and being a player as well as a coach.
Yeah, and not to mention he's just had a newborn kid and he's at school as well, so he's got a lot going on. But Gertz is our captain and he's our leader, and we've got a lot of guys in this group that have been captains on previous teams and got a wealth of knowledge, and we've all kind of got together and we're all kind of there for each other and we're seeing each other through. There's no doubt that Gertz is our guy and he will always be our guy. He's been our captain all year. He's done a great job, but he's got a good supporting cast as well. So we've only had one practice with Gertz, so it's, you know, we're really just still trying to find our feet a little bit with it all. But the guys are confident that we can come through this, and it's a case of just building for the playoffs now.
Do you feel like, especially with training, that you're just kind of day-to-day at the moment? And in that respect, who's taking it? Is Neil taking more of a role, or is it kind of down to the guys wearing letters? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of really everyone, and it's tough for Neil just to kind of be thrown in there. You know, he's been around the club for a long time, and he's played a minor role this season, but now he's been thrown into a major role. So he's doing a great job, and all the guys are. And it really is day to day. We don't know what's going on with regards to what's going to happen with the coaching role. I mean, you know, gets put in charge, and 3 days later, he's lying on his sofa, and he's struggling. And we all really feel for Gertz right now. He's a huge part of our team, and I mean, what else can you do but take it day by day, day by day, when you don't know what's going to happen the next day? So we're still in high spirits. We still look forward to tomorrow. And then we've got Brayhead on Saturday, and then we meet these guys again. And it's just business as usual. We just, you lace them up and you just go to work.
How big is that game against Brayhead at the weekend when we look at it? Obviously, when you look at the kind of standings, obviously Belfast have kind of been confirmed as the champions now, but obviously that battle for second place continues.
Well, it's the battle for second place, but if you look at the point standing, we're only 5 points ahead of eighth, and it's an extremely competitive league this year. I mean, we are lucky that we got a couple of games in hand, so we can pull away there. So it's a big game for us on Saturday, as it is tomorrow. It's a tough old league this year, it really is. And you know, you take Belfast away, and all those teams are pretty much the same. So it's not just second we're looking for. We're looking over our shoulder as well, because we have a lot of respect for the other teams. And we want to go as high a seed as we can for the playoffs and get as momentum going into the playoffs. And just discussing it with guys, just there for the guys that haven't been here before, what the format is. And, you know, there's a number of guys that have won the playoffs here in the UK. So they got the experience and, you know, telling their stories. And it really is anyone can get it done. It's six games, and it's pretty tough just to turn it on for those six games, so we need to get some momentum going into it.